G'day and welcome to another episode of the Luke's Lowdown podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about mental health, something that is being talked about more and more these days, but I want to come at it from a different perspective. Why we don't talk about it as much as I think that we should. Now, I've spoken about for years that I've battled with depression, and I'm very open about that. And with my new book coming out later this year in 2018, I dive into some of the experiences I've had over the years. Pretty dark, pretty real, raw, and very open. Some stuff that I've never spoken about to anyone before. So I'm excited to share that with you because I feel like a lot of people can resonate with it, because I suffered in silence for many, many years. And I'm sure many people are suffering silence still to this day and not want to speak about their battles with mental health. So I'm looking forward to being able to actually share with you my book so people can maybe relate to it and it can help them reach out and hopefully speak about their mental health illness even more. So today, I want to talk about mental health like it's an injury. Right, and hang on for a second. Like, I run with me with this, okay? Like, I want to think of it as mental health is an injury. Now, it's something that happens to many people, and some people speak about what they go through more than others, and some people keep it in the dark within the four walls of their house, so to speak, or even in their mind. They won't speak about it to anyone. They'll try and hide it. Now, some people are more susceptible to mental health illnesses because on a neurological level, where maybe the neurotransmitters, things like dopamine and things like that, are firing too much or not enough, or other ones as well. So people may be more susceptible to mental health issues, whereas others may not be. You know, on a chemical level in their brain, everything's a little bit more, in inverted commas, normal. With that in mind, I want you to think about this. Imagine if your work colleague sprained an ankle on the weekend and they come into work hobbling. Now, they're gonna tell you what happened. And they're going to tell you what the diagnosis is, or they're going to tell you, yeah, I'm going to see a doctor, a physio, an osteopath, or someone tomorrow or the next day. And they're going to tell you what the diagnosis is. And then they're going to tell you what the treatment plan is. You can see it. The ankle's swollen. You can see that they can't function properly because they're limping. Okay? And there is a course of action, and they're telling you what they're going to do. Now imagine if we flip this around and we did this with mental health. Okay, so let's call him Steve, walks into the office with a swollen ankle from playing football or something on the weekend. Now, you're not going to talk about that all day long. You might have a bit of a chat for the first 5 minutes and, are you okay? Yes, I'm going to see this person, or I've already seen this person. This is a diagnosis and this is what I have to do to get better and get fit. No one will say anything negative, maybe tongue in cheek, but that's acceptable. You know, I don't like using that word, but it is acceptable, and people will have a chat initially when they go to work and they get into the office, and then that's it. But imagine if Sally walks into the office, totally fictitious name, but Sally walks into the office and she comes in and she looks a bit upset and she looks a bit down. And someone says, oh, are you okay, Sally? And she says, oh, I feel really depressed and I feel like I'm battling with a bout of depression. And I'm feeling these certain emotions and I'm not in a good way. Like, that's a different conversation, isn't it? To our man who's got a swollen ankle to Sally who walks in, and straight away off the bat, when someone asks her, "How are you?" she goes in to tell them exactly how she feels. She feels depressed. And she might even be able to explain why. She might know why. Maybe she broke up with her partner, or maybe she lost some financial security, or something else. Now imagine if this situation in every workplace in society, the next question was, how can I help? Or are you going to see someone about that? Or I can recommend someone that I know that my friend went to see. In reality, I believe this doesn't happen, because initially the person who is suffering with their mental health doesn't really speak up, because they feel all different emotions. Ashamed is a big one. And that's what I felt. That's why I didn't want to speak up. For years, I didn't want to speak up that I was battling, because I felt ashamed to admit what I was going through and the thoughts that I had, you know, the self-harming thoughts, the suicidal thoughts, and all the rest of it. So what I would like to put across is this idea of treating mental health like any other illness or any other injury. Okay? We can understand, we can try to understand the triggers or even the trauma that a person has had that could spring on a bout of depression or increase their anxiety or some other mental health illness. Just the same way as people will come into the office and have a swollen ankle, and they know that they did this because they tripped up the step after they had a couple of drinks, and that's how their ankle swelled up to how it was. Yes, this person for a soft tissue injury is going to see a physiotherapist or an osteopath or someone like that. And people will recommend that to those people. But will the people in the office, and I really want to try and get you guys to think about this, will you or will someone else, if they speak up from battling their mental health, will you try and help them? Or will you go, wow, that's a bit of a tricky conversation, I'm not getting involved? Because just like you would refer someone on to a physiotherapist or someone else for a soft tissue injury, I think we all should try and help others to seek help and refer them on to, maybe it's a charity for mental health, if you don't know specific therapists or people that can help out as well. So this is an interesting thing that I've been thinking about for a while now, because when you look at it from a bird's eye view, from 10,000 feet, looking down on this situation, why can't we treat, as a society, mental health illness just like any other injuries in the workplace or in society? Because what normally happens, and from my experience and from the information that I've read, is most people will have a trigger or have a trauma that will spur on their mental health illness to a point where they struggle to function, where they just can't live day to day. So something has happened. There's actually, a trigger or a trauma or an experience. Just like someone who has a soft tissue injury or falls over and scrapes open their arm and they need stitches. Okay? There is an actual experience or something that has happened. And then after this happens, we need to go and see someone about it. We need to seek help. On the physical side, it's a doctor, it's a physio, it's someone like that. On the mental health side, unfortunately, too many people don't go and seek help because they're afraid, because they feel ashamed, because they feel one of 100 different emotions why they don't. And that's a shame, because personally, I know what it's like. And if the world, and especially in our society today, was more acceptable, I think more people could speak up to go and seek help. So there wouldn't be long-term devastating effects of people who are suffering from mental health for many years and decades. And I think that everyone in society can play a part. Just like you see someone walking off a bus or walking down the street with crutches or something like this, you try and help them out as best as you can. That might be just getting out of their way. So if you try and, in your circle of friends or your family, be open to discuss someone that may be suffering from a mental health illness, you are doing your bit for society to help remove, I'm sorry, but remove the stigma. People talk about the stigma is getting removed, but it's not, because still many, many people aren't willing to speak about their mental health, and people are still suffering, committing suicide, self-harming themselves all the time. So I really feel that we all can do a little bit more, and it starts from ourselves, for ourselves, reaching out to others to try and seek help, but also within our family and our friends' circle, I should say. So what do you think about that? Treating mental health just like any other injury that we have. Helping people to understand their triggers or their experiences or the trauma that they have. And then encouraging people and even yourself to seek help so you can try and help others and yourself take the initial steps that are needed to try and enable others and yourself to live on a daily basis, rather than simply to survive. All right, guys, I'm going to leave today's podcast right there, a little bit deep, thought-provoking, and also it's very personal to me. So I am passionate about this subject because I've been through it. Please, please, please let me know your thoughts on this latest Luke Slowdown podcast by leaving a comment on whatever platform you listen to the podcast. Share it with your friends and subscribe. It really helps us to grow the community so others can actually see it organically and they can subscribe and be part of the Luke's Lowdown podcast. And as always, thank you very much for listening. Be real and be you.